crypto card FX fees, the real cost of spending abroad. Zero FX fees is on every crypto card marketing page. What those pages leave out, the FX fee is just one of three costs you pay when spending abroad. Between conversion spreads, weekend markups, and dynamic currency conversion traps, that free international transaction can quietly cost 3-5%, the three hidden costs of international spending. The FX fee. This is the fee issuers charge for converting your transaction to another currency. Traditional banks charge 2.5 to 3%. Premium credit cards like Chase Sapphire Reserve waive it entirely. Most crypto cards now sit at 0.02%, with many advertising 0%. That 0% number is real, but it is only one piece of the cost. The conversion spread, even with a 0% FX fee, your crypto has to be converted to fiat before the merchant gets paid. The issuer makes money on the spread between what they pay for your crypto and what they credit you. If Bitcoin is trading at $45,000 on Coinbase and your card sells it at $44,050, that 1% gap is an invisible fee. Stablecoins typically have tighter spreads, 0.1%, 0.5%. BTC and ETH sit at 0.5% to 2%, and altcoins can run 1% to 5% depending on liquidity. Weekend and holiday markups. Forex markets close on weekends. When you spend on Saturday, your card issuer takes on currency risk until Monday and passes it to you as a markup. On crypto.com, a weekday transaction might cost 0.5% total, 0% FX plus 0.5% spread. The same transaction on Saturday costs 1%, add 0.5% weekend markup. Your zero fee card just doubled in cost. FX fee comparison, 15 major crypto cards card FX fee conversion spread, weekend markup total cost, worst case. Best for Wirex Elite, 0%, 0.1% USDC, 0%, 0.1% best overall. Kraken Card, 0%, 0.2% USDC, 0%, 0.2% US Travelers. Gnosis Pay, 0%, 0.2% EURC, 0%, 0.2% EU Residents. Coinbase Card, 0%, 0.5% USDC, 0%, 0.5% Beginners. MetaMask Metal, 0%, 0.5% WETH, 0%, 0.5% ETH Holders. Trias Signature, 0%, 0.5% USDC, 3%, 0.8% Premium Features. Bybit Card, 0%, 0.5% USDT, 0.5% 1.0%. 0% Asia Pacific Crypto.com Royal Indigo 0% 0.5% CRO 25% 1.0% Lifestyle Perks Solflare Card 0% 0.3% USDC Sol 0.8% 1.1% Solana Users Binance Card 0.9% 0.5% BUSD 0.5% 1.9% Avoid for Travel Nexo Card 1.0% 5% USDC 0.8% 2.3% Avoid for Travel Swipe Card 2.0% 0.8% SXP 1.0% 4.1% Avoid Entirely Wirex Elite comes out on top at 0.1% total cost. Gnosis Pay matches it for EU residents spending in euros. Anything above 1% combined fee plus spread is hard to justify when zero-cost options exist. Best card by region. The best FX card depends on where you are and where you spend. For North America, the Kraken card is the strongest option at 0.2% total cost with no weekend markup and solid CAD MXN rates. Coinbase is simpler to use, 0.5% spread, and the 4% cashback more than offsets the cost. In Europe, Gnosis Pay eliminates conversion entirely if you hold EURC, zero spread on native euro spending, plus a personal IBAN. Wirex Elite is the better pick for travelers moving between currencies since it supports 30-plus fiat in a multi-currency wallet. Asia Pacific favors Bybit with its regional support for SGD, THB, and JPY, plus lower spreads on USDT, the preferred stablecoin in the region. Crypto.com has the largest APAC footprint and local support in 10-plus languages. For Latin America, Wirex Elite handles Argentine peso, Brazilian real, and Mexican peso with no weekend markup. In countries with volatile currencies, instant USDC conversion protects your purchasing power. The multi-currency wallet strategy. Experienced travelers avoid conversion costs by preloading their destination currency. Before a trip to Europe, swap crypto to EUR at wholesale rates, 0.1% via DEX or exchange. Store EUR, GBP, JPY, and USD in your card wallet simultaneously. When you spend in France, the card pulls from your EUR balance with zero conversion. A Wirex Elite user traveling Europe can swap $10,000 USDC to EUR at 0.1%, $10 cost, then spend the entire trip at 0% per transaction. That same trip on a traditional bank card at 3% would cost $300. Wirex, Gnosis Pay, and Revolut all support multi-currency wallets. Weekend markups. When to avoid spending cards with 0% weekend markup, safe any day. WireX, Kraken, Coinbase, Gnosis Pay, MetaMask. Cards with 0.3-0.5% weekend markup, moderate. Tria, Bybit, Crypto.com. Cards with 0.81% markup, use a backup card on weekends. Solflare, Swipe, Nexo. If your primary card charges a weekend markup, carry a second card from the zero markup group and swap on Saturdays. This alone can save 0.51% on weekend spending. The DCC trap dynamic currency conversion is the biggest avoidable cost in international payments. It works like this. You are at a restaurant in Paris, the bill is Euro 100, and the payment terminal asks whether to charge in EUR or USD. Selecting USD feels convenient, but the merchant converts at a 5.8% markup instead of Visa's 0.5% rate. On a EUR 100 bill at a 1.10 exchange rate, choosing EUR costs you 110.55, Visa rate plus 0.5% spread. Choosing USD via DCC costs 116.60, merchant adds 6%. That is 6.05 wasted on a single meal. Always select the local currency. EUR in Europe, GBP in the UK, JPY in Japan. Never let the merchant convert for you. The stablecoin play. If you are traveling to the Eurozone holding EURC, Circle's Euro stablecoin, eliminates FX risk completely. EURC is pegged 1.1 to EUR, so spending it in the Eurozone means zero spread, zero FX fee, and zero weekend markup. Total cost, 0.0%. Gnosis Pay and WireX Elite both support multiple stablecoins. For Asia-Pacific travel, USDT is the preferred denomination. Tax reporting on FX gains. When your crypto appreciates before you spend it abroad, the appreciation is a taxable event. If you bought 10,000 USDC at 1.00 and it moved to 1.02 by the time you spend it, that $200 gain is taxable. Short term, under 1 year, is ordinary income at 22 to 37%. Long term, over 1 year, drops to 15 to 20%. For most stablecoin spending, the gains are tiny. But if you are spending BTC or ETH that appreciated significantly, the tax bill can be meaningful. See our full tax guide for details.